Here are Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard.
Good evening. Dimitri Sotis and Rosemary Frasino-Tui in for Sean and Hillary tonight. We all know the effects of the events of September 11th, everything that's happened in our region, across the country, especially the increased security. One of the questions tonight, what effect will the death of Osama bin Laden have on that? We have team coverage, starting with WTOP's Neil Augenstein.
Here at Dulles Airport, these travelers expect security screening maybe even tighter than they're used to now that the State Department has issued an international travel warning.
I feel safe traveling, and that's a lot to credit to what's been done.
Obviously, the TSA does their best job to try and keep us safe, but I feel like it's done way before that. Intelligence levels in the government have their eye on stuff long before it gets to the level that it did at 9/11, I think.
She's about to get on a plane to Uganda and does acknowledge feeling a bit more nervous than she did yesterday. At Dulles Airport, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
And don't be surprised to see more police on Metro now.
While Metro Transit Police Chief Michael Taborn cautions there's no specific threat against the transit system, he's not taking any chances. Talking to reporters here at Metro headquarters, he said there's already a bigger police presence on Metro.
This morning, I was on a conference call with the chiefs of police for the top 25 transit agencies across the United States, along with representatives from the Transportation Security Administration. And we discussed the need for increased visibility.
He says that increased visibility is until further notice, and you could be seeing more of those random bag searches. At Metro headquarters, Adam Tuss, WTOP News.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the government has no plans to raise the terror alert level in the nation. As a result of everything that's happened in recent hours, she says elevated terror alerts will only be issued when the government has specific or credible intelligence it can share. Some communities around the country, including D.C., have increased security out of concern of potential retaliation. Now, Napolitano says the country remains at a heightened state of vigilance. The country is safer than it was on 9/11/2001, in part, she says, because bin Laden is dead. The government recently ditched the Bush administration's color-coded terror advisory system in favor of more specific alerts when needed.
Some reaction today from the American Muslim community to the events of the last 24 hours.
The reaction here can best be described as relief.
As a Muslim, as American, I join all Americans and all people who believe in justice that Osama bin Laden received justice yesterday.
Nahad Awad from the Council of American Islamic Relations says bin Laden's burial method should not be an issue, with some here describing it as a shrewd move to prevent any gravesite from becoming a shrine. They also ask Americans to continue the dialogue that was opened after 9/11, noting that things have changed dramatically for Muslim Americans since then. In Northwest, Hank Silverberg, WTOP News.
At the museum today, people are slowly walking by to look at the newspaper headlines from all over the country.
One of the people walking by here noticed the royal wedding didn't have this consistent of coverage. Osama bin Laden's killing leads each newspaper, from the Omaha World Journal, Justice. Right next to that, the Las Vegas Review Journal says, Dead. Several headlines quote the president, Justice has been done. The New York Post reads, Got him, and the most aggressive comes from the New York Daily News. Headline, Rot in Hell. Andrew Mullenbeck, WTOP News.
It's 6:08.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8th.
On Interstate 66, westbound drivers committing to 66 beyond the Vienna Metro and 123 will be diverted off at exit 57, also known as Route 50, Fair Oaks, to go westbound toward West Ox Road or toward 7100. The crash is before Fair Lakes. You can get back onto 66 westbound from 7100, but there's way more than normal volume of traffic on the Fairfax County Parkway. To that end, drivers tell us it's also on 28 southbound from Sterling and the toll road toward Route 50 and toward 66, much heavier than normal on 28 as a workaround. Westbound instead of 66 on 236 and Route 50, expect extra volume through the signals. Now, a complication on the ramp from the inner loop to Braddock Road, described as a broken down truck on the ramp to go westbound on Braddock. The north side of town heading northbound toward 270 from the Dulles Toll on the American Legion Bridge, couple incidents were rather quickly cleared. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound from 32 Fort Meade past 198, the pace begins to improve. The crash it was southbound before 197. That has been completely cleared. Through town across the freeway, the close-in bridges, no major incidents reported in the roadway. I'm Bob Marburg, WTOP Traffic.
Doug, we've had a pretty great day. We'd like some more, but as always, we have to be ready for change.
Yeah, and this one we can see on the map out, Dimitri, the change coming with the storm center and cold front for tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. But in the meantime, it'll stay quite mild, very comfortable in the 70s right now. We'll see some cloudiness and mild temperatures through the evening. We'll drop around 60 in the city, a little cooler in the suburbs. Slight chance we'll see a couple sprinkles or showers. Matter of fact, one little shower now just west of Martinsburg. Most of all that's going to stay west of the Blue Ridge. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, warm. Again, matter of fact, a bit warmer in some spots. We'll hit the lower 80s, but there's a good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon as this cold front and storm center approach, then possibly periods of steadier rain tomorrow night into early Wednesday. For the day on Wednesday, any rain will end morning time. We'll see a touch of clearing in the afternoon, but it'll be rather chilly, lower 60s, bouncing back to the upper 60s with some sunshine on Thursday, back to 70 degrees with partly sunny skies on Friday. 75 degrees in Burtonsville and Gaithersburg now, 79 degrees in Stafford, 78 in Leesburg, and 76 right now in the nation's capital.
And still ahead,
as they say in the military, hooah! Core values coming up.
It's 6:11.
Let the good times roll.
When it's safe for you to do so, we'd like you to go to WTOP.com and check out a photograph that was recently released by the administration. The intensity in President Obama's eyes as he, Secretary of State Clinton, the Defense Secretary Gates, are all looking on and monitoring in real time the attack on Osama bin Laden's compound. It's really quite extraordinary and available now for you to look at WTOP.com.
And today on Core Values, Chris Core says, wow.
My teenager came down to say goodnight to me last night. Instead of shooing her up to bed, I asked her to join me in the den. The president was coming on TV shortly to make a historic announcement. She sat down to watch, and I couldn't help but think of that day almost 10 years ago when she was 7 that we sat on the same couch watching replays of planes flying into buildings. Overhead, we could hear military aircraft on patrol over Washington. I know you don't understand this yet, I told her, but this day has changed your life forever. And so it was full circle last night that we waited for the president to speak, watching the cheering crowds gather outside the White House only a few miles away. How the rest of the world will react to seeing Americans jumping for joy and waving flags because of the death of a man many revered is anybody's guess, but for this dad and daughter watching in awe on a suburban couch, it felt like a comforting moment of closure and a core value.
Chris Core is part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. Be sure to look for Chris's column in the Washington Examiner tomorrow and Sunday.
Sports up next here on WTOP at 6:14.
Okay,
let's find out how Wall Street did today with Jeff Claybaugh.
The Dow lost 3 points. The S&P 500 index down 2. The Nasdaq down 9 points. Money news in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Sports every half hour at 15 and 45 on WTOP. Powered by Lido Pizza.
And George Wallace now getting us set for the Nats game. It's a little bit special tonight.
It is, Rosemary. It's Military Appreciation Night at the ballpark. It's great how that works out, isn't it? As the Nationals getting set for the San Francisco Giants. Coming up at the top of the hour, wrapping up their series, Tom Gorzolani on the Hill for the Nationals. 7:05 start. Should be special, Jim Riggleman.
Really a great opportunity, for our fans to do what we always do here, honor our military vets and wounded warriors. And I know that those who are here tonight are going to be beaming with pride about what took place last night.
Absolutely. And that's a 7:05 start tonight. Should be a pretty good one at the ballpark. George Mason's new basketball coach introduced today. Paul Hewitt is his name. Takes over for Jim Larrañaga. Hewitt fired at Georgia Tech by at the end of the season. Becomes the 9th coach in George Mason history. He'll be 48 on Wednesday. Spent 11 years at Georgia Tech. Mason returns 4 starters from a 27-win team a year ago. And he comes to town. He'll now have to recruit in the CAA as opposed to the ACC. And have to get kids from the area.
I haven't recruited up here as much over the years, but we did get Jared Jack, easily one of our most important players we've had as MVP at a regional when we went to the Final Four. But I think there's a lot here.
Yeah, Jared Jack, I'd say, is a pretty good ball player from Baltimore, and Paul Hewitt played with Georgia Tech in that Final Four, so he takes over now at George Mason. NBA Kings will stay in Sacramento. They're making the announcement today at least for one more year. Anaheim stays on hold. Tonight, Hawks and Bulls play game one. Lakers, Mavericks game one out west. On the ice, Boston takes a 1-0 lead into Philadelphia for game two. Capitals traveling today, getting set for games 3 and 4 down in Tampa beginning tomorrow night. George Wallace, WTOP Sports.
All right, George, 6:17.
That's CWCare.com.
618.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8th.
On Interstate 66 westbound, all traffic diverted off at Route 50, Fair Oaks. The serious crash under investigation. It is west of Route 50, exit 57. It's before exit 55 at Fair Lakes, so the traffic can get back on 66 from the Fairfax County Parkway. Westbound delays begin near the point at which you go under the pedestrian bridge at Vienna. Along the way before Route 50, there is a crash blocking what would be the far right lane. There is bailout volume on 236 and on Route 50 and the ramp to the inner from the inner loop to go westbound on Braddock for quite some time. In fact, I'm not sure that it's cleared yet. The broken down truck, the ramp from the inner to go west on Braddock accounts for delays coming westbound from Springfield. The traffic that's diverted to avoid 7100 winds up on 28, a very heavy volume reported southbound from Sterling toward the toll road and toward Chantilly. Plus, callers find a crash on Eldon Street between World Gate and the Herndon Parkway. For the moment, at least, Eldon Street is pretty much blocked. And listeners tell us that trying to go through the parking lots at Fair Oaks Mall simply does not work. The Fairfax County Motor Squad helping you get through the interchanges and the intersections west on 50, south on 7100. They're doing their best to expedite traffic on that route. I'm Bob Marburg, WTOP Traffic.
A slowly moving cold front will be affecting the weather the next couple of days. We're on the warm side of it now with temperatures in the 70s. We'll drop into the 50s to lower 60s tonight with only an isolated shower or two west of the Blue Ridge. For tomorrow, another warm day ahead of this cold front. We'll get into the low 80s, partly cloudy skies, but the front will make a move in the afternoon. 60% chance of thunderstorms developing. Lingering showers behind the front Wednesday morning, then becoming partly sunny, breezy, and much cooler Wednesday afternoon, lower 60s. Partly cloudy, upper 60s return to the area on Thursday. Weather updated around the clock on WTOP. I'm ABC7's Doug Hill.
And right now we've got 77 degrees in Washington, going down tonight to 63.
Well, straight ahead here on WTOP, Tom Kane, one of the 9/11 co-commissioners, with his thoughts on what's happened in the past day. 620.
Hi, this is Charlie Slow. 6:30 on Masson and Masson HD.
A senior Pakistani intelligence person insists that his government didn't know that Osama bin Laden had been hiding in a small Pakistani city where thousands of soldiers are based. But senators from both parties are voicing doubts about that, and Democrat Carl Levin says Pakistan has a lot of explaining to do. The U.S. didn't tell Pakistan about the overnight helicopter raid that led to Osama bin Laden's death until it was over.
Tom Kane, the former co-chair of the 9/11 Commission and former governor of New Jersey, joined us earlier to talk about his reaction to the death of the man behind the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
First of all, I feel very relieved, particularly for the families. I live in the middle of an area with a lot of people who lost sons and daughters and parents on that particular day, and this helps bring closure to it for those families. So that's my first reaction. Secondly is that we can't let our guard down. This is a step forward. It's maybe the end of a chapter, but we're still in the middle of the book. if we don't pay attention to this threat, we can still be surprised again by Al-Qaeda.
We have been privileged to check in with you and co-chair Lee Hamilton now and again, and for a while there during the past decade, you guys were not pleased with the progress that official Washington was making in following your committee's recommendations. Could closer adherence to those recommendations have led to bin Laden being captured or killed sooner?
No, I don't think so. I think that's totally separate from our recommendations. And I think the president, by the way, deserves a lot of credit for where this is handled, because what we learned in our investigation is that there are millions of bits of information that intelligence gets every day, but very few of those bits of information, even when combined, result in what they call actionable intelligence. This president didn't actually have a sighting of bin Laden. They weren't positive he was the one there, but yet he was convinced enough to have the courage to send in that SEAL unit. Had it not been successful, if bin Laden hadn't have been there, it could have been a real embarrassment for the administration. So it took a lot of courage to take that step, and I commend the president for it.
And then there is the U.S.'s complicated, shall I say, relationship with Pakistan. Are you surprised that it appears that Pakistan helped us to get him?
No, I'm not surprised at anything out of Pakistan. I mean, remember that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured just outside of Islamabad, too, in Rawalpindi. So this is not unusual to have top al-Qaeda leaders almost within sight of the capital.
I'm sure you would agree something that deserves a lot of investigation, let's put it that way, is that this compound is less than 2 miles from the Pakistani equivalent of West Point, about 35 miles from that nation's showcase city, Islamabad. Surely somebody knew that bin Laden was there.
Well, it's certainly an embarrassment to everybody, particularly the Pakistani government. I don't think, unfortunately, in the way Pakistan now operates, I think to have a military compound with a lot of people running around with a lot of guns isn't that unusual. A lot of the tribal leaders have similar places, so it is possible. But I certainly didn't investigate as to who was there. But it's encouraging, though, if Hillary Clinton has told us that Pakistani government was helpful, because that's an important relationship, and it's troubled enough as it is.
Thomas Kane, former co-chair of the 9/11 Commission and former governor of New Jersey.
624.
Next Era Energy Services.
Number 14227.
Money News every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And here now is Jeff Claybaugh.
Morning gains after news about Osama bin Laden faded by lunchtime, and by the closing bell, the Dow was down by just 3 points. 12,807 the close today. The S&P 500 down 2 points. The NASDAQ down 9 points. Oil down a bit, off $1 a barrel, but still around $113. Chrysler posted a $116 million profit last quarter, better than expected. Jeep sales were up 34%. Most admired corporation in America this year is Google. Says an annual Harris Interactive poll, Google was followed by Johnson & Johnson, 3M, Berkshire Hathaway, which ranked number one last year, and Apple. Fairfax-based SRA International says no other buyers have come forward since private investors offered to buy the company for $2 billion a month ago. It'll take that deal. SRA International will stay headquartered in Fairfax. The company's got about 4,200 Washington-area employees. Read more about that at WashingtonBusinessJournal.com. I'm Jeff Claybaugh on WTOP.
In the minutes ahead here on WTOP, Osama bin Laden dead, of course, but now details of exactly how it happened are being released, including the fact that the administration was able to follow it in real time. Stay with us. 626.
Technology can be more than a...
628.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8s.
The westbound closure of Interstate 66 after Vienna beyond 123 sends all traffic off at Route 50, Fair Oaks. Westbound 66 must exit at exit 57. Cutting through the parking lot at Fair Oaks, listeners tell us, does not work well. The prescribed alternate route is to go west on 50 to 7100 and return across the Fair Lakes Parkway back to 66 and go westbound. Fairfax County Police expediting you through the intersection as much as the volume will permit. Extra volume over on Route 28 trying to bypass 7100 and with a crash southbound on Eldon Street before the Herndon Parkway, adding to the complications. The Beltway itself from the Dulles Toll Road toward 270, the slowest stretch of the entire Beltway, volume left over from earlier incidents, all having been resolved. Southbound on the BW Parkway looking for a crash, north or southbound north of Route 32 and 198 had been the breakaway. An earlier incident on the parkway southbound, that's been cleared. The Rock Creek Parkway, unexpected, the utility work was continuing. Northbound on the Rock Creek Parkway, before the exit, Massachusetts Avenue, Waterside Drive, and in what is normally the northbound lanes, blocking the left lane of two. I'm Bob Marburg, WTOP Traffic.
Partly cloudy tonight with isolated showers west of town. Lows dropping down to the low 60s. In town tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. A little bit warmer, though. A 60% chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Highs on Tuesday in the low 80s. Right now in Washington, 77, going down tonight to 63.
From Richmond to Baltimore, from the Chesapeake to the Shenandoah, this is the WTOP Radio Network, 103.5 FM, 103.9 FM, 107.7 FM. This hour of news brought to you by Boeing.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis.
And I'm Rosemary Ficino Tui. Ari Ashe is at the editor's desk. Coming up,
President Obama speaks out on the killing of Osama bin Laden. As details of the man's death become known, we'll have a special report.
Both praise and big questions from key lawmakers on the killing of Osama bin Laden. More today on The Hill. This is Dave McConnell.
And how serious now is the threat of a revenge attack from terrorists? We'll ask Politico.
Wall Street today, the Dow closes down 3, NASDAQ drops 9, S&P down 2.
A new basketball coach at George Mason, the Nats host the Giants, the Caps look for a playoff turnaround.
It's 6:31.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor. We got him. The words of President Obama.
Our country has kept its commitment to see that justice is done. The world is safer. It is a better place because of the death of Osama bin Laden.
The decision to use special forces to pull off the deadly commando raid on the suburban Pakistani compound that housed the al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, it was not reached easily. CBS News Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
It was a tough choice. What he was specifically looking at was a long-range raid by B-2 stealth bombers, which would virtually eliminate any danger to Americans, but because they drop 500-pound bombs, are liable to have a lot of collateral damage, and there were women and children in this compound. And once you destroy the compound, you can't really prove that bin Laden was there.
He was there, shot twice. DNA evidence conclusive, the body of Osama bin Laden already buried at sea. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor.
It's 6:32. The federal government is warning that Osama bin Laden's death will likely inspire homegrown terrorists in this country seeking revenge. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security issued a joint intelligence bulletin today to local law enforcement, saying that al-Qaeda itself is less likely to carry out attacks against the U.S. in the near future, but spin-off groups could use his death as an excuse to create trouble. Al-Qaeda began to shift from a central command to regional factions long before Osama bin Laden was killed. There have been changes in tactics as well.
In the sense of another 9/11, we probably won't see that. But what we might see in its stead is a more persistent, more regularly occurring type attempt by al-Qaeda and the affiliates to do harm, kind of a death by a thousand nicks. It's a new strategy, but it would also be very disruptive and very frightening.
That's CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
The killing of Osama bin Laden was done by an elite Virginia-based Navy unit that practiced this mission continuously while waiting for a final okay from the White House.
The operation was the work of an elite 24-man Navy unit specifically dedicated to high-risk counterterrorism tasks. Sources tell CBS News at least 4 helicopters were involved, including an HH-60 Pavehawk commonly used in special ops missions. It had mechanical difficulties and was destroyed to protect equipment on board. After the gun battle, a sensitive site exploitation team arrived to comb the compound and collect intelligence material.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
And coming up,
will the real Pakistani intelligence service please step forward? I'm J.J. Green.
It's 6:34.
Getting rewarded for something I'm doing anyway.
90. Good evening, 6:35.
Great relief in Congress over the killing of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, but there are also a lot of questions being raised now about the role of Pakistan in all of this. WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell has more today on the Hill.
The killing of Osama bin Laden has drawn praise on both sides of the aisle. Republican Mike Rogers of Michigan chairs the House Intelligence Panel.
Anytime you can take an operational leader or an inspirational leader, of which I argue he was both, off the battlefield, it is a great day for our national security.
As they salute President Obama, key lawmakers wonder how much Pakistan's leader knew about bin Laden's whereabouts and if some of his aides helped the head of al-Qaeda. Senate Armed Services Chair Carl Levin says the Pakistani president needs to do some more checking.
Some very tough questions of his own military and his own intelligence. They got a lot of explaining to do.
On Capitol Hill, Dave McConnell, WTOP News.
Bin Laden may be gone, but America's problems with Pakistani intelligence still very much around.
If we're looking at the al-Qaeda leadership, the Pakistanis haven't really been the source of much of our information that's led to those captures.
Former CIA senior counterterrorism officer John Kiriakou.
I've always been of the mind that there are 2 Pakistani intelligence services rolled into one.
Kiriakou says they send conflicting messages.
There's one that's run by a group of British-educated, British-trained professional army officers, and then there's another that's made up of guys with very long beards who, in the mid-1990s, created the Taliban.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.
And we're asking WTOP listeners whether they feel any safer now. Their answer's just ahead at 6:37.
Sleepy's Friends and Family Mattress Sale is going on now.
Apply online today.
Good evening, 6:38.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8s.
Interstate 66, if you commit westbound from the Beltway, it's on the brakes before the exit for Nutley Street and Vienna, and it is bumper to bumper, barely moving to the point of diversion. I-66 westbound is sent off onto Route 50 past Fair Oaks, exit 57, to follow the line, which goes towards 7100, to come back south and rejoin 66 West. From the Fairfax County Parkway, you can get on to 66 West. Eastbound, the lanes are open. 7100 South is jammed. 28 picks up the default volume, trying to avoid 7100. And in Herndon, the crash on the southbound lanes of Eldon Street between World Gate and the Herndon Parkway. Callers tell us tow trucks were there. In Maryland, or headed that way, on the inner loop from the Dulles Toll Road to 270, a stretch of heavy volume, but it runs steadily. No incidents blocking. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, looking for a crash southbound north of Route 32. The earlier incident before 197, that was cleared from the roadway. I'm Bob Marburg, WTOP Traffic.
So tell us, Ryan Miller, any wet stuff to worry about tonight?
I think if you live west and northwest of town here, Rosemary, you may see a few showers. Most of us, though, will remain dry. Taking a look at live Super Doppler 7, some showers right now through the panhandle of West Virginia out near Martinsburg. If you're going to be driving up I-81 or down I-81 through West Virginia into Northern Virginia, you may see a few of these showers. And I think primarily the showers will be west of town through the overnight. Most of us will be dry with partly cloudy and mild conditions. Lows will be in the upper 50s tomorrow morning in the suburbs, lower 60s downtown. Tomorrow, we may see a few light showers early in the morning as warm air begins to surge into the region. It's going to be very warm tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. All of that ahead of a cold front that's going to come through late tomorrow. That will provide showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and evening. Some of the thunderstorms could approach severe levels. We'll keep you posted should conditions warrant. And highs again will be in the lower 80s. On Wednesday, a few showers will linger into the morning, mostly cloudy and noticeably cooler on Wednesday afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. Thursday is looking good. Sunshine upper 60s. Friday, for the most part, partly sunny skies, mild and isolated showers possible in the afternoon. Highs on Friday near 70 degrees. 76 downtown, Frederick, Maryland, 75. Dimitri, Rosemary, Fairfax, Virginia right now, a comfortable 77 degrees.
Appreciate that, Ryan. Straight ahead, the voicemail box for the WTOP talkback line filling up quickly this afternoon and evening. 641.
Critics are calling their in theaters this Friday.
642.
With feelings of pride and relief, people are talking about the death of Osama bin Laden at the hands of U.S. Special Forces. The killing ends the hunt for the world's most wanted man. Does it end the fear? We've been asking you whether you feel safer now that bin Laden is gone. WTOP's Dick Giuliano joins us live with your calls on the WTOP talkback line.
Dimitri, listeners are divided over whether they feel safer, but there's plenty of agreement on the skill and courage of U.S. Navy SEALs.
Congratulations to those SEALs. America loves you and praises you for that great thing you did.
I am thrilled that our military got Osama bin Laden.
Thank God for our SEALs.
Caroline from Lignum, Virginia in Culpeper County feels safer with Osama bin Laden dead.
His charisma is gone, and I think that his followers will be disheartened. And I think it's great that Obama killed Osama.
But anxiety remains. Anthony from Woodbridge is worried about flying.
I'm scared as hell now. I travel back and forth from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles all the time. And if they're going to hit us, those are the cities they're probably going to hit.
How about you? Do you feel safer now that Osama bin Laden has been killed? Call the WTOP talkback line at 1-877-222-1035. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, WTOP News. It's 6-